NewsRamp Science Podcast, Wednesday evening, August 5th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
rock breaks. LeFleur Minerals Inc. expands project holdings in prolific Abitibi Belt. LeFleur Minerals Inc. expands its gold project holdings in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt by acquiring 27 mineral claims totaling approximately 701 hectares adjacent to its Mackenzie East project. This move increases LeFleur's land position to over 23,100 hectares across 490 claims and includes ground with a historical Mariska gold showing. The company plans to explore this area through data compilation, drilling, and other activities, while also refurbishing its Beacon Gold Mill for upcoming operations.
Existing immune protein may boost immunotherapy against cancer. Nagoya University researchers have found an ancient protein, C3, that could enhance immunotherapy for cancer. This liver-produced protein, when present in tumor cells, combats immunosuppressive cells, making tumors more responsive to treatment. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are likely intrigued by the potential of C3 in advancing cancer therapy.
American Fusion TM, Inc., a NFN showcases Texatron.TM development program at major U.S. physics conference. American Fusion TM, Inc. showcased its Texatron TM fusion engine development program at the American Physical Society Division of Particles and Fields 2026 meeting. Dr. John E. Brandenburg presented the company's efforts alongside the gravity electromagnetic GEM unification theory. The company, through its subsidiary Kepler Fusion Technologies, focuses on modular fusion energy systems. American Fusion TM believes the plasma physics concepts may complement Texatron TM development pending scientific evaluation.
Mission IR News breaks Trilogy Metals Inc. American TMQ provides update on proposed U.S. Department of War investment. Trilogy Metals Inc. American TMQ provided an update on the proposed strategic equity investment by the U.S. Department of War to support exploration and development of the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska. Discussions with the DOW are ongoing, with the letter of intent signed in October 2025 still in effect. The funding aims to support exploration and development activities at the projects.
Veraxa Biotech AG has advanced its VXCA222 cancer program into the next stage of development. After completing the discovery phase with OmniAb, the company is now engineering the final candidate and moving towards preclinical validation. Veraxa has expanded its patent portfolio with filings related to BiTAC technology, conjugation chemistry, and antibody technologies, now holding over 50 granted patents across 26 families in 14 countries, with more applications in progress. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.